Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We are so glad and thankful for you joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it. With understanding, communication, above all, love, unconditional love. The God in us honors the God in you, callers. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or even give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, also my co-host and also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and I'm bringing her in now. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lannis. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. It's cold up here.
It is. It's nice down here, so not hot like it was yesterday, thank God.
Feels like we skipped over the last month of summer and into deep fall already because it's darn cold. It was single digits this morning.
Ooh, that was kind of quick.
Well, you got to remember, it's Celsius, not Fahrenheit, but it was still only around, probably about 40 this morning. So, yeah, it was cold. So I'm not too early for this you-know-what stuff.
We won't call it by name. Well, do you have any birthdays this week? I've got some more announcements. Do you have any birthdays, anniversaries?
I do. I have my brother's birthday. My brother Chris's birthday is today. And Chris, I believe, is 55 today. Happy birthday, Chris. I love you. I'm not saying that he's old because I'm the oldest, but still. Yeah, it's his birthday today, and I have no other birthdays for this week. That's it. But next week, look out.
Well, I have a birthday coming up this week. Not me, but my daughter, Chabonet, on the 30th. Her birthday's coming.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Shabby.
Yeah, we love you, Shab.
She was over here Friday. Okay, well, we've got a couple of announcements now. Mercury retrograde begins on August 30th, so you want to write this down, and it ends September 22nd. So that's August 30th to September 22nd, and Mercury retrograde this particular time is in the sign of Virgo. And if you know the characteristic of Virgo, that's kind of what you're going to be going through. So it's probably going to, Virgo is analytical. So as these next 3 weeks are going, some is going to be reflection, some is going to be comeuppance, some of them is going to be that people will see through the BS. So just to be forewarned, you don't have to be a Virgo, but you're in their characteristics. So those things will also come out in some of the other signs. Now, your new moon is on the 1st, which is Thursday. And the full moon is September 16th. So just write that down. New moon is the 1st. Full moon is September 16th. Also, next Sunday is a holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend. So Nina and I decided that we were going to cancel that show. She's going to be with her family, and I am too. So next Sunday we won't be here, but the Sunday after that, the second Sunday in September, we'll be back in full effect.
you know what? I better put out my birthdays then for next week. Next Sunday I have two birthdays. Delana, who is a little girl I used to look after, and it's Cassandra's Beau's birthday. Jarrett, happy birthday. And I think that's it. And if it isn't, they'll kick my butt later, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, yeah, for the coming week, I was just trying to think beside who else. And Dee Robinson. I'm so sorry, Dee. Her birthday comes up, too, on the 29th. She's a well-known jazz singer. I just met her this year. Yeah, Dee, a happy birthday coming up on Tuesday. Okay, now back to the show. Okay, and, got an announcement. Now we have psychic readings 2 days a week. Sunday is our main show, but we also do an hour show every Wednesday. So look forward to that. Now, that I will do next week.
Yes.
Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, this Wednesday too, huh?
Yep, for sure we will do it. Not a problem.
Yep. And it comes on at 6 o'clock, so just let you know, free psychic readings on Wednesday is at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. So it kind of gives you folks a chance when you get off work, come in, and you can give us a call. Okay, so that's every Wednesday from 6 to 7, free psychic readings. And on Saturday, we have a prayer show from 1 to 1:30. You're more than welcome to call in and request prayer, or if you would like to pray, you're more than welcome to do that. We do that every Saturday at 1 o'clock for 30 minutes just to kind of end the week and hopefully start the week on a good note. Monday tomorrow is gospel music. We do that for a half an hour at 1 o'clock. So kind of get you in the mood, get you ready for the week with a smile on your face, okay? All right, well, are we ready to begin, Miss Nina?
Yes, we are.
Okay, our first caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Lisa calling from New York City. Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you
this
evening?
How are you doing? Well, we're just doing terrific.
Well, I'm doing great. I called the show about 2 weeks ago, I would say, and you predicted that I will be getting a new job. And just to let you know, I will be starting that new job tomorrow.
Oh, hand clap for Lisa.
Yes,
Thank you, honey.
Yes. I just wanted to let you know that. Now I am looking to move, okay? So I'm thinking about moving to New Jersey, which would be more safer for me. I currently live in the Bronx, so I kind of want to go someplace where it's a lot nicer. Do you see that happening? An apartment coming up or something coming up for me soon?
Okay. Let's see.
What do you all call them? Brownstones is what you call them? That's what I'm getting.
You said condo?
Yeah,
more like a child. You know what? I had an intuition of the same thing. It was almost, it's not a condo, but it was a townhouse. It might be a condo, though.
Go ahead.
It's like a town, a row-type living. So, it would be a townhouse.
Yeah, is it duplex, upstairs, downstairs?
No, it's a townhouse. It's one, you have one whole section to yourself, and it's three levels, I believe, is what I'm seeing. You have a stoop out front.
Oh, nice.
It's brick.
Oh, great. Is it a one or two bedroom?
Two.
Two.
Now, this is my question. This is where it gets tricky for me. Now, I'm single. Now, I had the same dream a few weeks ago, but I'm thinking about, I might have to lie a little. It's not really a lie, but tell you a little story in order to get the two-bedroom. Do you think the owner will be asking, I know he's going to ask, or she's going to ask, how many people will be moving into that apartment? Honestly, I have two nieces and two nephews. Do you think it would be a good idea to say that I might have, like, legal guardianship over one of the children in order to get in? I can produce papers if need be. Or will he not ask that question?
Well, Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my advice to you is never lie about anything.
Okay, all right. So I don't have to lie?
No.
Okay.
No.
If it's the right place for you, you won't have to lie.
Okay,
yep.
All right. So I don't have to do any of that stuff. Okay. I guess, you know, my sunny personality, I guess they might just think that I would be the right person for the place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be. Oh, great. Okay.
Now,
oh,
let me
wow.
tell you what I saw, Lisa,
okay.
is that you spoke New Jersey, but I saw that you lived in a suburb. Now, it might be right outside the city of New Jersey.
Yes.
And the rent is what you were looking for. It's like perfect.
Okay. And what
so you're not
are you
right
getting?
In the city. You're just right outside of it, like a suburb. But,
you're
yeah,
right.
The rent was like, okay, you went for that because that's what you were looking for. Mm-hmm. So
are
just to let you know.
More than 15 or less than 15?
I would say less than 15. I'm looking at 13. That's what they're showing me right now. I'm seeing a 1300.
Oh, I saw 1375.
Well,
but that's
we're
still,
close.
Okay. So when they ask, who's going to be living in the apartment? Just say myself only, and I would love the extra room.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not telling a lie. You know, lot of single women have two-bedroom places because they use the second one as their office.
Okay, yes, that's what I was thinking, yes.
But, Lisa, you already said that you had two nieces and two nephews. Do they
not
come to visit? They come to visit you, right?
Yes, they do.
Well, you need the extra room for when family comes to visit.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Okay. So I can mention that.
Well,
all right.
You could just tell them that, you know, you need a two-bedroom because, you know, you're a businesswoman in a way. And, you want the extra room like as an office. Because a lot of women do it up here in Washington. They get two-bedroom because they say, hey, second room is their computer, their office, and put a futon in there for somebody to spend, you know, you have company spend the night. And it works.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds really good. And do you see this apartment coming up in September or maybe after?
After.
Okay.
After
October 1st.
Okay, that sounds good. Ooh, okay. So that gives me time.
October 1st.
Okay. Well, all right. So I will call you guys back. I will say by the end of September or by the second week of October to let you know what's going on.
Good.
Then,
we love it.
Yes, and then hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be able to send a donation to the show for you guys, too.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Thank you.
I have to. All right. Thank you so much, and have a great Sunday, okay?
Oh, you too. You have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Thanks for calling. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. The lines are open out there, everybody. Call in. All of the lines are open. And also, you can come into the chat room as well. So we're here available and ready. And plus, you know, this is the number one psychic show on Blog Talk Radio, so, you know, y'all want to get in where you fit in. Come on now. So, anyway, well, let's see. What could I talk about? I did prayers on Saturday, which was good. Wednesday, hopefully more people will be calling in. I'm sure they will. Nina, you got anything you want to talk about? I don't want to close it out. I want to at least let it get to 3:30.
What do I want to talk about?
No.
I might be bad, so maybe I've been quiet.
Well, let's see. Well, three things are going on right now. One is football season. Two, school is getting ready to start. And three, we're dealing with Mercury retrograde. So I just want to say for all you folks that have children beginning school, don't forget to make sure they have everything they need, and part of that is security. I think now there's something, a bracelet or something kids can wear around their neck. But anyway, and, you know, show your kids security every year. They do it here to teach them, you know, somebody come up, you run or holler fire or whatever. Just to be cautious and careful as they attend school, especially the little ones. The teenagers, I don't worry too much about, but the little ones as they're walking back and forth. So,
I'm just going to put my 2 cents worth in there. If you have security for your children, especially for your younger children, I would say elementary kids and younger, please do not put anything around their necks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. You know better than me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's way too easy for them to get it caught and for them to choke on something like that. Mm. So don't put anything on their necks. I would say wrists, ankles, in a pocket, over their clothing, whatever. But, yeah, try not to put anything around their necks. It's way, way, way too dangerous for the younger ones. So, there's all things you can do to make sure they have identification on them, whatever may be the case. Also, for the younger ones, don't send them with cell phones. They get picked on too easily when they have cell phones, and they can be taken away from them.
Well, yeah, they've got kids now in elementary school with cell phones. Get out of here. What their little butts don't do with a cell phone.
Well, I'll tell you, they do. I have seen children as young as grade one walking around with cell phones, and it's a sad thing, as far as I'm concerned, when a kid that young has got to have a cell phone. I know my 2 youngest grandkids, who are 12 and 10, have cell phones, and they were provided with these cell phones from Grandpa and I, but we gave them to them. They were our old cell phones that we had, you know, traded up or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
The reason why they have these cell phones, and they are only good for texting and for emergency phones. Other than that, they're not good. But they have to ride a bus for quite a ways to go to school because they're in French immersion.
Okay.
So that is why cell phone, in case something happens and they miss the bus or whatever, they're getting picked on, whatever the case may be, so that one of us can come and get them.
For sure, for sure. Oh, that is good. That's good, Nina. Well, look, we got a call. Area code 404. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Nina. This is T. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, T.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. And yourself?
I'm actually pretty good.
Okay. Well, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I'm calling about romance and, you know, relationship, because I would really like to have one.
Okay, so you're not involved with anybody, right, T?
No.
You've broken up from whatever guy, so you've been single, like, more than 30 days?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see what's coming up. Oh, I see you enjoying. It's not a concert, a dance. Club. Okay. Yeah, you're really enjoying with your friends.
That sounds like my weekend. I just was at a concert.
One of the clubs or event that you go to where, you know, everybody enjoys. They eat, they drink, they dance. Okay. This guy is there, the one that you're going to meet. He's kind of tall. I'd say he's like about 6 feet. He's watching you. I can see him across the floor standing at the bar, and he's looking at you with your friends at the table. It looks like three girls and a guy sitting at a table, you and two other women and a guy. But he notices you from the bar. Let's see. He's medium to light complected, 6 feet tall. What else am I getting about him? He's a businessman, but he works. He works in computers? But I'm seeing ice cream, which means that would be food. He's a technologist. Oh, okay.
I met
He's like a troubleshooter.
Here.
I see now. He's a troubleshooter. So he does work with computers. I'm sorry?
I met somebody that like kind of fits that description this weekend, but this guy happened to be married. So I'm at
It's not that guy. It's a different guy Lennis is describing. A totally different guy. You haven't met him yet.
No. You're going to. Yeah, you haven't met this guy. And he's single, so let's just make that clear. He is single. He does have a child.
Okay.
He's got a daughter, but she's young, like 5 or 4 years old, but he is single. Yep.
Okay.
He's
Do
looking
you know,
for love, too.
Do you know when I may?
The next time you go to... Next time you go somewhere to dance, you will meet him. So I guess that's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do that almost every day. Not to be funny.
Yeah, but it'll be a weekend. You won't meet him during the day. It'll be like Friday, Saturday, or Sunday while you're out, like Nina said, dancing, that you'll meet him. I would say give him a chance. So while you're wherever you're at with these two other women and this guy, because you guys are all good friends, look around the bar. Just watch people that are around the bar because he is looking at you. I can see him watching you.
Okay. I'm just trying to, because this is what's going on. So, like, you know, I'm doing a dating thing, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it's just like, I don't know. It hasn't really been, like, a really good, I don't know, dating experience for me. And I'm not trying to, you know, judge anybody, but it seemed like the people that had the children, I don't know, it wasn't as pleasant experience for me.
Well, and you don't have to date a man that has kids. You know, you don't. Go ahead, Nina.
No. Horses here. Do you know what? It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how old you are, whatever, you go through people or you're compatible with. And it's like that for everybody. And it doesn't matter whether they're divorced, they've been single all their lives, whatever the case may be. It takes time to find the person is the It. Yourself that time and just knock it up to a learning experience for you. All these previous guys have been jerks. They may have been. That's a learning experience for you, and you now know what you don't want.
Amen.
Knock it up. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, don't,
yeah, because
don't knock. Like,
go ahead.
Just don't, like, you're going to find people that you're not compatible with everywhere. And it's going to happen. At least that way you know what to look for and what not to look for when you're searching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good. That sounds good.
And
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, T, it's not going to be that much longer.
Because it's like, you know, I only ask that because, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just you get high hopes and then it's like let down. And, you know, and
yeah.
It's like.
I totally and completely understand where you're coming from. Before I met my husband, I was totally off of guys. Like, yeah, you want to be my friend? That's fine. We'll be friends, but I'm not dating anybody. And that's the opinion I had when I met my husband, if you can believe it or not. And I met him, and we were married 6 weeks later.
Wow. It's just like, you know, constantly, like, I go on vacations. And, I mean, like, you know how I can't really say. I only been in something, like, I guess you can consider real, but I wouldn't say it was real. So it's just, like, all of these, like, temporary, like, situations, and they're, like, so short-lived. And it's just, like, it's kind of getting, like, annoying. So,
don't get annoyed by it. Just go about your daily routine like it doesn't even bother you. And really don't let it bother you. Because that when if you let it bother you, you're probably blocking a situation that could be a good situation. So just, you know, if...
It's just like, I wouldn't even say
someone,
If
you don't like the guy, walk away. You're not bound to him.
Yeah, but it's just like... I've been, and I guess I could rephrase my question, but it's just like I've been looking for, you know how you meet somebody, and then I only met, like, females, like, who are, like, my really good friends, where you have a lot in common, and you get, like, that fire sensation in your gut. I don't think I have that experience. I haven't experienced that with a male, like, you know.
You haven't met the perfect partner yet. Hang in there. It will happen.
Yeah. Because that's the only thing. Like, I have, like, all these female friends. Like, I can say, like, three of them I met in my life where I'd be like, okay, that's somebody that, you know. But, so I guess I still have to wait. But I'm taking that this person is not that, like, the one kind of person. This is just, like, another dating situation.
What, with this guy that's coming up? That's
going
to be up to you. That'll be your choice and your perspective. You know, because you and him would have to talk to find that out, if he's the right one or not. But it doesn't hurt, you know? Close mouth, don't get fed, so get out there.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
You're worried, but honey, you're young. Before you, there will come someone that'll make you very happy. I know when you're young, you become impatient, but it's coming. Believe me, it's coming. Like Nina said, so hang in there. It's a cliche.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us know how you're doing, T, from time to time. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Wish you. Thank you, T. Wish you the best. Okay. Next caller, 843. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello. 843, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. You're on the
How
air,
you doing?
Sir. Who's this? Terrific.
Name is Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I just basically chimed into the show. I don't know what the topic is, really.
This is Psychic Readings. You can ask us a question, and we will try and answer it for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I just met a woman, and she is very interesting. So I was wondering, What kind of information am I supposed to give up in reference to getting an answer?
What's your first name, Ed?
Eddie.
Okay, that's all we need. She's spiritual, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She has a criteria. I don't know why people do this, because you shouldn't have expectations. You live in the here and now. What I'm picking up on Betty, I'm not picking up anything bad, because I feel she's a spiritual woman, so I do pick that up. Either she goes to church or she prays a lot, but she's spiritual. I also see that she has a criteria for what she's looking for in a man. Is that a good thing? It can be, but it also can be a bad thing, because you have to accept people as they are, who they are right now. Nina, are you picking up anything on her?
So she's religious, not spiritual.
No. She's not religious. Spirituality and religion are totally different things. I'm picking up, and I don't know if you're going to like this, Ed. I'm picking up that she can be kind of a social snob. And that, Lennis, I think, is what picked up on as well.
The criteria. Go ahead.
She can be kind of a social snob. But I'm also picking up that she can change that with the right person.
Okay. Yeah, because, it was real interesting. Well, the kind of conversation that we was having, was very interesting. And, I was just really feeling that, so the kind of something
there.
And that's there, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
How many times have you gone out there?
No, we haven't gone out. I just basically met her the other day, and just that the way we were vibing, and I kind of feel, well, I've kind of been getting a sense that there's something there. That's my point. I haven't seen her again as of yet. But,
so you're interested in the lady. That's fine. Why are you reluctant?
Go for it.
Go for it. Go ahead, Nina.
The only thing stopping you is fear, and I don't think you have any fear. So, go for it. Ask her out for coffee. Do whatever you casual to begin with. Just get to know her a little bit better. Like I said, she can be a snob, but with the right person, that will change. So I'm feeling that you two are a good match. You will help each other out with your weaknesses.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
That's exactly
so that means they complement each other. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You
so,
hold
yeah,
her up
go.
Where she's weak.
Awesome.
No, I was just
going
to say I saw the strength when you mentioned that. I could see the picture of him helping her, where maybe she's weak or vulnerable, and she helps him to be strong, and maybe how he feels about relationships, and issues. So you're right. They both complement each other. That's beautiful.
Awesome, awesome. Great. Thank you.
So
you are most welcome, man.
And give her a call and ask her up for coffee tonight.
Okay.
Will do.
You go ahead.
And then phone us back next week and let us know how it went. Or phone us back on Wednesday night. We're on the air on Wednesday, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Wednesday we're on at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 9 on the East. Yeah. So, let you know.
Okay.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I've been back over there. I haven't been able to catch her as of yet, so, you know, it's been challenging. I don't have her number yet, but it's definitely in the plans, you know, just to see, you know. But thank you.
You are welcome, Ed, and we're wishing you the very best, the very best. So congratulations, and have a wonderful week, sir.
I'll say thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, lines are open. If you want to call in now. Lines are open. Free psychic readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success radio network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Just to reiterate, Mercury retrograde begins August 30th, ends 9/22, and the new moon begins on September 1st. Okay. Is there anybody? That's Ed. He's probably just calling back in to listen. Okay. Anything else, Miss Nina? How's the chat room going?
Chat room's going good. I've answered more questions in the chat room than we've had callers.
Good. All right.
We're in a lull. There's no questions coming from the chat room. There's no people on the line. Come on, somebody phone in. I don't like just sitting here.
Yes, call in. You know we're the best. We're the best psychics it is on the air right now. So come on, y'all. What else do I want to say? Oh, I'll throw this out there. Since it is an election year and we've been going back and forth with Hillary and Trump's. And I'll tell you, this is my vision, what I see, or psychicness, that Hillary will win as our new president. Trump's needs to be very careful. He just needs to be very careful. As far as some of the things he said, I'll be honest. I feel there'll be an attempt on his life prior to the election. So that's what I'm picking up on him. Is he going to die? No, but it'll be a tried assassination. But he's not going to die. But it will definitely secure Hillary for president, because they can't even bring anybody in at the last minute to broker it, I don't believe. But anyway. All right. Just my feeling, folks. Area code 904. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Nina. This is Patty.
Hi,
how
Patty.
Are y'all tonight?
How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good tonight. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I called in. I was just listening to your show, but you had nobody on there, so I thought I'd call you. I had spoken to you about a floral wreath little craft I was starting and wanting to go in.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know you had said something was coming up in September, and I thought I'd just share this one thing with you. A friend of mine does some crafts, and she was going to go and rent a booth at a rummage sale, and she said, oh, I was there last year, you know, I sold a bunch of stuff. And so I'm thinking, oh, a rummage sale, I don't know, everybody goes to a rummage sale to, you know, buy something for $3. And so I went anyway, and when I was setting up the booth the day before, you know, I should have listened to my intuition. I thought, I don't know why I'm coming to this, it's a rummage sale, you know, everybody's poking for, you know, stuff left over from someone's attic kind of sale. And, you know, I got a lot of nice compliments, but I didn't sell one thing. And I think it was just the wrong venue, you know. People weren't looking to go and, you know, looking for really what I was selling. It was a rummage sale, you know.
Yeah, so, but that's okay. That gave you a little experience, so that's okay.
Right. So I just thought I'd call in and share that with you. But I didn't, you know, I wasn't offended. I mean, I got some nice compliments from people, but, you know, people were like, oh, I don't want to spend $20, you know. you know, it's a rummage sale, and everything is, you know, like $1 to $10 mostly, just oddball stuff, dishes, and you know, this and that, and so
but
anyway.
But that's okay. Never think it's done in jest because somebody there noticed you. Go ahead, Nina.
Patty, I just got a message that there is going to be a church craft sale coming up in the next little. And put a table in there.
In a church craft fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, a woman I know, she's a massage therapist. I go to her occasionally. She happened to mention one. I was actually thinking of calling her a little bit later. She got a new client, and she was telling me that the client was telling her about a church craft fair coming up this month. There's a lot of events calendars, you know, for the county I'm in, and, you know, usually you can find them, you know, through that. But, okay, I'll look for that and go try that one.
Yeah,
I think you had mentioned something, too, like the end of October, it was really going to kind of take off a little bit more. It was a bigger affair where I think you had even said I would sell out on that. And, I was wondering, there's a fair that's kind of the biggest one. It's the Cocoa Village Fair. It's a little bit more expensive to go into that, but it does get, you know, 10 times the people you'd find at a smaller event. Do you think that's the one I should jump on?
I do.
Yeah.
But still do
cool.
The church one. There's people at the church that you'll get feedback on and possibly some orders. So the church is a catalyst. That's your jump off. And then, go to this other one that you're talking about because I see money, I see dollar signs, okay?
Yeah.
The symbol. Okay, yeah. So I know you're going to do it. I see three symbols.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I started off making little ones, and I'm going to sell them off first, and then I started getting into the bigger ones like you were talking about that are more for the door wreaths and not like indoor wall hangings.
Well, you do them both, and you do them well.
Yeah, the little ones are actually a little bit harder, you know. There's just not as much room to work, and it's tiny pieces, and, you know, they take a little, almost longer, they're, you know, to fit a little design, because I'm doing them, like, in the middle instead of, like, on the round. So I have to kind of design them a little like a seascape or a landscape, and they're actually, they take a little bit more time. I find that the bigger ones are easier. So I was going to try to focus
Patty,
on those.
Yeah, I would, Patty, I would definitely focus on the bigger ones. You will find that you will sell more of them.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's fall. People are going to look around for that kind of thing. I was in the neighborhood of like $40 for them. Do you think that sounds reasonable?
Oh, that sounds more than reasonable.
Yeah. So I know if you go to Michael's, you know, or the craft stores and look for them, they're so expensive.
Very reasonable. And later on, you can, you know, next year up your prices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to get people to know who you are and the product that you're selling. So that's a very good price to begin. And then possibility next year, then you can say, well, I'll add $3 or $5 more, you know.
Yeah.
Patty, I also have a suggestion for you to make up flyers and business cards.
Uh-huh.
And on those flyers and business cards, put that you will do custom orders. You're going to find that your business is going to go like crazy, especially with the custom orders where people pick the colors they want and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely put that in there, and you will do a remarkable.
Oh,
also,
great.
I believe Lennis told you to send us some pictures to the website, and we will post them for you.
Yeah, we'll put them on for it, too. Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting, you know, a few made initially on the bigger ones. So, and I'm not very technically savvy, so I have to have somebody help me do that. I don't even have my Facebook page up, so I'm not sure how to send those pictures, but I'll get my friend's daughter to help me. She's good at that stuff.
I'm telling you, aren't these kids? I get my daughter to help me, too. I tell you, they're just little geniuses when it comes to stuff. We have to learn. Very good. When Romina mentioned the flyers and the business card, I saw you just fly off, just like that. So
Great. There it is.
And when young lady comes over, oh, go ahead, Nina.
I hate to say this, ladies, but I help my grandkids. That's how tech savvy I am.
Well, you get it, Nina. I wish I was. You get it. I wish I was. I always got to call Shabby, like, I don't know what happened. It's not printing. It's not.
I know. I just, you know, I know the basics. I can kind of get around, okay, but certain things I just haven't learned how to do yet, so.
Well, that's okay. Well, when you do, go ahead, Nina.
Just fool around with it. You can't hurt anything. If you're going to hurt anything, the computer warns you. But go ahead, fool around with it. That's how I taught myself.
Yeah, okay. I have to get, I don't even know how to, like, get the pictures from my phone to the computer, so I have to get somebody to help me how to do that.
Well, that's a little more complicated because that...
Yeah, I know that my friend's daughter knows how to do that stuff, so she's jaunting around.
You have to put your pictures on either Facebook if you want to send them somebody through there, or you have to send your pictures on the cloud. Once they're up on the cloud, then you can bring them down and put them on your computer.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's a, it's a couple of steps.
I know I can go online and kind of probably look up some self-tutorials, but sometimes it's just hard to do everything.
Okay, well, Patty, let us know, because once your help or your assistant, so cute, gets that information to you, do go to the website, or either, like Nina said, even if you put it on Facebook, we can take it off of Facebook and put it on our website. So I'll put it like that. Post your pictures on Facebook. We'll get it from there and put it on the website so people will know that you're doing this, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. That's so kind of you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're always about helping and loving people. So.
All right. Thank you.
Connect with the best page on Facebook so we know that you've done this, so then we can send us a message, The Essence of Success, and then we know the pictures are up there. You can give us the link to them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I have to create my Facebook page. I have my name up there, and that's all. I only joined because I was trying to find somebody, but I never even put up a profile or anything. So I guess that's a little project I have to get to as well.
Yeah.
I think I'm computer lazy.
Well, you will. You will. You'll get it together, no doubt, because we believe in you, and I know you can do it, Patty. You're already doing it now, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming along.
Okay. Well, we're happy and we're proud of you. So keep up the good work and let us know, you know, how you're doing. Okay?
I will do. I will. Thank you so much, too. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Well, you have
all
a good right. week, Miss Patty. Okay.
Thank you.
You're most welcome, young lady. Area code 863. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this? And thank you for your patience.
No problem. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Sharia.
Julia.
Oh, it's Julia. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hi, Julia.
Hello. Well, I'm similar to the caller a few back about, you know, wanting to find my own place and looking and trying to find the place that, you know, is a good fit for me. So I wanted to see what you guys pick up. And also, I just came across a couple new areas to maybe look at, Sarasota or Bradenton, if any of those two kind of sounded like the place, or maybe, you know, look someplace else, or, you know, just what do you guys get around that?
Okay. Now, what are you looking for? Are you looking for an apartment, condo, or a home?
You know, I'm not really specific. I have no...
Okay.
One bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom?
Probably one or two at the most, because it's just me.
Julia, I see this tall building, and so it must be in the downtown corridor. I think it's facing north. Not that you're going to be living downtown, but there's something in relationship to where you're going to be moving to that. I don't know if you're going to be working there. Why am I seeing this tall building? And you're behind it, so evidently you don't live far from that. Maybe it's a job, but where you're located, yeah, it's the suburbs. It's right outside the city. I guess you can see this building from where you live at. Now I'm getting condo or duplex. They're telling me either a condo or a duplex.
There's water nearby.
Yep. I got that right away, too. Why am I getting Cincinnati? Did you used to live in Cincinnati? It's like this waterway will remind you of someplace in Cincinnati.
Actually, I was born in Ohio, but I didn't live in Cincinnati.
Oh.
But I'm actually from Ohio.
Okay. Well, they're saying that this reminds you. Where you're moving to will remind you of Cincinnati by the water, or the way this community is built up just kind of reminds you of that area. This is a fairly new community, too, that's outside of downtown. It's like they tore down a whole bunch of buildings or whatever, and they put in these condos. Yeah, so from the condo you can see that big, tall building. And it is near water.
Well, good, because that is one of the areas that I'm wanting to move closer to the water, so that's perfect. That's exactly what I want.
Okay, and I'm leaning, Julia, towards Saratoga when you asked the three different cities, and my guide is telling me Saratoga, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is you. So that must be where you're supposed to be, because she's telling me that that's you.
Okay. Cool.
In fact, the rent will be cheaper there. My guys tell me right now the rent will be cheaper, but the area will be conducive for whatever that you're doing, you know, how you want to live or work or whatever. It's conducive for you, so that's good.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I know I'll have to, you know, find employment and all that stuff, so it's sort of all going to have to, you know, as a Virgo, I'm like, I don't know how this is all going to come together.
but you're a Virgo.
I'll need to find a job. Yeah, I'm mid-September. I guess I'm a late Virgo.
No, you're with Nina. Nina, this is your client.
Virgo as well. My birthday's on the 21st, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. I'm 16.
Yeah, see, I'm later than you are.
Yeah.
Julie, you will be moving for sure, and that tall building that Lennis is seeing is where you are going to be working.
Ah.
Okay. Cool.
I just felt it. You're so right. Go ahead, Nina. Oh, I just felt it. Mhm.
Yeah, and everything, it's coming up fairly quickly. I see by the end of September, the first week of October.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be after Mercury retrograde is over with. So it will be after the 22nd you finally find place. And, yeah, you'll be moving for sure sometime in October.
Okay. That sounds
and
good.
The new job, right at the same time. Everything is going to be bam, bam, bam for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because you know how it is. It's like you don't want to fixate on stuff so you can be open to the flow, but then, you know, that Virgo line kicks in. It's like, but I don't know. How's this going to work? I mean, I can't just move without a job. I can't get a job without, because I live like about an hour and a half to 2 hours from that area. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, am I going to have to commute? You know how it is. It's like you get to thinking, well, how's this all going to work? How's this all going to come together? So,
you know what? I gave up the how is this going to work a long time ago.
Yes.
It makes it a lot easier on your life. It really does. You just
yes.
put the trust in God and the universe. Mm-hmm. You will be provided for. I guarantee it.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Let us know, Julia.
Well,
when
yeah.
she gets settled,
well,
let you know. Yes, because everything, you're on the right path, so it is going to all come about. Synchronicity is all going to come about for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing good. Don't ever have doubt. Just know that you got it. Be arrogant with Julia. Yes, I know I got the job, and I know that I'm going to be moving to Saratoga, and I won't have to travel far at all for work. Now, put it out there to the universe and tell it like that, and it'll all come to pass for you. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, if you guys have a prayer circle and want to add me to it, I would certainly appreciate that. All good, you know, good vibes coming my way. It's, you know, appreciate it. So thank you.
Oh, for real. I put you on the prayer list. No problem.
Wonderful. All
you
right.
do that.
Thanks
and every
so much,
Saturday,
lady.
Just to let you know, Julia, every Saturday at 1 o'clock, I do prayers from 1 to 1:30. In fact, this past weekend, all my prayers that I did were about relationships, believe it or
Ooh.
Not. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're welcome
well,
to go back in. I'll tell
next
anybody.
Time I call.
Yeah, you can
time
even
I'll
go
call,
back into
be
the archive.
For that. Okay. Well, you know,
all righty.
The job taken care of. So what's next on the list?
There you go. Love life.
All right. Well, take care and have a blessed week, ladies. And thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're most
too.
Welcome. You
all
too.
Right.
Okay. Area code 813. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Terrific.
Okay, my question is, me and my husband separated back in February, and we live in two different states. Do you see us getting back together?
No.
Okay, Nicole. What's your husband's first name?
His name's Michael.
Okay. Boy, he's gone like the arrow. Whoa. Okay.
Already, Lennis. It came up for me right away. I didn't even have to think. The angels were telling me, no, they are not getting back together.
Yeah, I got no, too. Okay, Nicole, quit holding on to the past. Let it go. Move forward.
All right, thank you, guys.
You're
okay.
welcome,
thank
honey.
You. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. And thanks for calling, Nicole. Well, I'm just, okay. I'm just going to say
Isn't it strange how sometimes the answers come so easily, so quickly, and other times we really have to just sit and be quiet and just let things come in, but sometimes they don't even come in. But it's very strange how sometimes the answers are there, and they're there right now.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, I love it when they come fast. Then I
me
just
too.
Need them to break it down to me. What's the other aspect or the other part of it?
Yeah.
Well, I want to say this for people that are looking for romance or in a challenging relationship, whatever that may be. Go back into the archives. Just go back to Saturday's show. Because it really, I feel good about it. I really did a good job, and that's not being conceited. It's just that the angels and the guides and God were all with me. The first part of the show is scriptures, where you can go in the Bible and look and up some things about relationships. And then after the scripture reading, I start praying for 20 minutes. So think about that. If you're in a relationship, it's some really good information from the Bible and also from me praying. It's, what's the name of Saturday's show? Prayers for Healing, I think. Yeah. Yeah, Prayers for Healing. So anyway, just wanted to pass that on. And the lines are open. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on The Essence of Success Radio Network. It's 4 o'clock on the West Coast and 7 on the East Coast. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open and Miss Nina's in there building it up, making y'all feel good. So come on, either the chat room or on the line, give us a call. All lines are open at this time. Okay, Miss Nina, anything else?
No, I'm not. I'm nothing else. I think I've answered everybody's questions in the chat room.
Okay, well, just to also let y'all know, we do readings Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. So if it's 7 at night, it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, so a lot of good time there. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's for your personal and intimate reading. Go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on Psychic Readings. Just scroll down and you got us. Okay.
And if you go on the site, you also will have a chance for my email address, Lennis's email address, how to get a hold of us for readings. Lennis has done a remarkable job on the website, other than we need to change that picture of me, Lennis.
Okay. Send me another one. I can take it out today. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to be adding more to that website all the time. So, you know, just have a boo at it. It's quite remarkable, actually, even if I do say so myself, because Lennis has done such a great job with it. So have a look at the website. I'm sure you will love it. And there's a lot of good information on there as well.
Amen. It sure is. Because we have Passage to Empowerment is on there, psychic readings, prayers, blog news, sports. Heck yeah. I'm an NFL woman. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff is on there. Also, and I apologize for this, the month of August, me and Nina, if you pay for a half an hour, we give you an hour. If you pay for an hour, you get a second hour. That ends August 30th, first, on Wednesday. So just to let you know, anybody, if you want psychic reading, you pay for a half an hour, we're going to give you an hour. If you pay for an hour, you'll get 2 hours. So it ends the 31st. Just to remind y'all and let you know. Okay.
Passage to Empowerment is my Facebook page for all of you to get a hold of Facebook. I used to actually do a radio show by that name, and one of these days I am going to revive it. I just haven't done so in a while. But one of these days I will be reviving Passage to Empowerment. I'm kind of working on a co-host right now.
Well, there you go.
Holly.
There
you're
you
right.
Go. Okay. Area code 954. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for taking
Hi,
my
Mary.
Call. Hi,
Mary. How you doing, young lady?
Well, right now I'm kind of in a crisis because I'm supposed to be moving next week, and I was actually trying to downsize where I'm at, but that offer isn't accepted. So I've been looking and I haven't found any place to move, and I also have to relocate 5 cats with me. So I'm quite in a I don't want to go far. I want to stay in the locale because my contacts are all here. What do you feel on this?
Okay, Mary, right away, 5 cats, it's going to be hard for you to find a place.
Well, I'm
Most,
not going to...
Most landlords will give you one, maybe two.
Yeah, I don't want
so
to
So what are you
that.
Looking for, to rent a house? Is that what you're
no,
looking
no,
for, is a
want
house
to
rent?
Just an apartment, unless the house was cheap enough.
Okay, so what are you going to do with the cats?
Yep.
I'll worry about that later, but my main thing is right now, what do you see or what kind of dwelling do you see as far as the move?
I don't see anything coming up in the next week. I'm going to be honest with you about that.
Okay, now am I going to have to go through some type of mediation or something just to until I find something?
That's not going to help you if you got to move out next week. You need housing. And I'm not seeing housing coming up in a week for you.
But I'm just saying, just to buy time. Because
yeah.
That happened to my neighbor, and she went, and they gave her a little more time.
Yeah, no, you can go and talk to them. They will give you another month.
I've asked management for that. I've asked management, and they keep saying no for everything. The woman is a very difficult person to work with. She keeps saying it's the owner who's deciding that, but I have a feeling it's her.
So go to the owner.
They won't tell me how to find them. I have an address. They won't give me the phone number. I've tried calling. I've tried researching online. I can't find the owner, or I would go directly. I don't know what else to do to find. It's a corporation, too.
Well, I see a female relative helping you out.
I can't think who that would be. I don't have any that don't have a crisis of their own right now.
You may not like what I have to say. I see you moving, but I don't see your cats with you. So,
yeah.
Well,
there is a studio. I see a studio apartment that'll become available, but I didn't see your cats, so that's why I didn't mention it at first.
Well, I was looking at on the internet tonight, and it was a studio, and they did accept cats and dogs. It's a little smaller than I had anticipated, and in a little different area, but you might be picking up on that.
Oh. Okay. Well, if they accept your cats, that's a good thing because, you know, a studio is definitely going to be cheaper for
yeah.
you.
Well, I'll tell you, I moved one time after 20 years, and I had 7 cats, and I said, you know, it's going to take a miracle to ever, ever find a place like this. And within a very short time, I moved to a better place within a couple of blocks. And I brought all my cats. And I was there 5 years, actually, from that move. So I know things are possible sometimes. Improbable, maybe. But I know I have a lot of faith. And, you know, I know things are possible.
Well, yeah.
So
all things are possible for those that believe.
Yes.
It can be. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Do you think this particular management or owners are going to stick around because they have a lot of lawsuits after them since they just recently bought the property? They're not doing things right. That's to say the least.
Well, Nina said if you talk to the owners or, you know, that they may allow you to stay one more month.
I spoke a couple days ago to management because she was standing outside my door wanting to know what I'm doing next week. And I said, well, as you know, I have been sick. I've had a bad respiratory illness. And I said, also, I've been searching the area. I have not come up with a place. Can I stay another 2 months or even 1 month? And she just kept shaking her head. I said, then give me the owner's name, and I will, or his phone number or contact for this person or group of people, and I will ask him directly. Well, we can't give out that information. So she's playing kind of hardball with me, say the least, actually. But
Mary, move.
Oh yeah, I plan to. I'm not asking if.
Yeah. No, take that studio that you found. Take it.
Yeah, I haven't checked it yet. I just sometimes they're on the internet, and they've been there 2 months. But I'm going to look into it. But as far as them, will they remain? As far as the management or owners, do you see a change coming there?
Not soon enough for you.
Not soon enough. Yeah, that's an understatement. Well, thank you, ladies, for your input, and have a good evening.
You too, Mary. We're
have
wishing
a...
you the very best. I'm going to put you on our prayer list, too.
I appreciate that very much.
All right. All right. God bless and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Area code 678, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Ooh.
Hi. Hi, Nina.
You just touched my heart.
Oh, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. My cousin, Regina, just passed on Monday. So it just kind of got to me when you said your name. That's okay, though.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No,
okay.
It was time. She had heart problems. It's just when you did your name, I was like, oh, oof. But anyway,
oh,
that's
wow.
Okay. Regina, what can we help you with today? Later for that. Come
good.
On.
Okay. Well, I am looking for work and see what you see coming up for me.
Okay.
Have you been on 3 interviews in the last little while?
Have I been on 3 interviews?
Yeah.
I had one with a staffing agency like the beginning of August, but that didn't pan out. And that's the only one so far.
Yeah, and the 3 is just... I'm being lambasted with 3.
Okay.
Now I don't know why. That's why I asked if you'd been on 3 interviews. Maybe the 3rd interview that you're going to have, you're going to get a job. It could be 3 weeks. Job. It could be 3 months. I don't know. I'm not picking up any more than that, Lennox. You get anything more clear?
No.
Okay.
I need you to do this anyway to be more objective. So. Whatever that you see, that's good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
thank you for calling. Have a wonderful
all right.
week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, next call. Area code 917. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this? Hello, 917. You're on the air. Okay, must be somebody just want to listen. I'll put you back on just to listen to the show. Okay, anything else? We're about to come down to the close of the show now.
No, I don't have anything else, Linus.
Okay. No questions in the chat room? Because if not, we'll close it out.
No, I've answered all the questions in the chat room as well. So, yeah, we're batting 1,000 today, Lennox. We're doing really well.
All right. Okay. Well, just to go over a couple of things before we close the show out. Remember, Mercury retrograde begins on Tuesday, August 30th, and it ends September 22nd, and it's in the sign of Virgo. Also, the new moon begins on September 1st. And to all the children that are going back to school, be safe. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful season or school year. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the Gospel Music Show. And, of course, Wednesday, our free psychic readings at 6 p.m. every Wednesday. And Saturday at 1 o'clock is the prayers. And if you want to get on the prayer list or want us to pray for you, you can either go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, or you can shoot me a message on Facebook, The Essence of Success Network, and we'll put you on the list and pray for you. Okay. Anything else, Miss Nina?
Not that I can think of right now. Just remember that we will not be here next Sunday, as we are going to be spending with our families for the long weekend. Please enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Just remember that sometimes things get a little bit crazy on the roads, especially on a long weekend, so drive very safely.
Yes, and think twice and speak once. Remember, we're in Mercury retrograde. And some things that would upset you, not normally upset you, might upset you. Just think about the atmosphere and what's going on. So patience, 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 patience.
I have none of that.
I think we're all going to need it for the next 3 weeks, I tell you. If no one's told you that they love you today, me and Nina do, and we're wishing you the best. And for those that we said we're going to pray for you, we will. You're on the list. And you also know that Miss Nina is a Reiki master, so she also, she prays for healing as well. Okay,
no,
well, I'm going to say, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
I send healing.
That's it.
I can do
sends you.
I can healings, everyone. So if you want a distance healing, just get a hold of me on our website, get a hold of me on Facebook and Passage to Empowerment, or on the Essence of Success Network on Facebook, and yeah, I can send healing to you.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. All right, Miss Nina, I'm ready to go. How about you? I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. Jim's
you
cooking
hungry
up
too?
A storm.
All right, go Jim. All right, well, have a good weekend. Miss Nina, you know I'll talk to you a little bit later. And everybody, thank you for joining us around the world in the chat room as well as on the phone. We do love you. Believe that. And thank you for joining the show. Have a good one.
Good night. Thank you to those of you in the chat room with me. Have a blessed
day. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Holly.
No, Holly's
Anna?
Not there.
Oh, who was there, Anna?
No, even Anna wasn't. But anyways, have a great week. And we will be back on Wednesday.
Yes. Yes.